The federal government is cautiously backing a proposal for the country's first offshore wind farm. A Victorian company wants to develop the project off the coast of Gippsland in the state's east. The state government has also indicated its early support to diversify energy opportunities. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
Wind power is seen by environmentalists as a clean source of renewable energy. The developer, Offshore Energy, estimates this wind farm could power more than 1 million homes. The company's Andy Evans says it's still early days, but the sector is growing and the interest is there.
Offshore wind projects have been developing rapidly, particularly in Europe, but also in the Northern Hemisphere. So there are a number of offshore developers and certainly large infrastructure investors here and overseas that are progressing these projects.
But with a price tag of $8 billion, it'd require big private investment. Andy Evans says the feasibility testing phase will take 3 years.
There are undersea transmission cables that transmit it through to land, whereupon it would then be transmitted underland through to a connection point in Latrobe Valley.
The region has been plagued by job losses since the Hazelwood power station shut down. It's hoped this wind farm could provide 18% of the state's electricity and hundreds of jobs. The federal member for Gippsland, Darren Chester, has indicated his early support pending an environmental study.
We have some great natural resources in Gippsland. We have coal, we have timber, and we have a fair bit of wind off our coast. So if there's ways to capture some of that and turn into energy which powers the manufacturing sector and creates jobs in our region, I'm all for that. So it's important that the proponents work with the local community.
Victoria's Energy Minister Lily D'Ambrosio expects this renewable energy option will lower costs for consumers, but the company needs to go through various hurdles to get the green light.
The project proponents are looking at establishing the actual turbines in Commonwealth waters. Once the federal government gives them Commonwealth approvals, they will need to also seek approvals from the state government in terms of planning and also environmental considerations. So we will work together with them. We will work together with the Commonwealth.
The company says it hasn't discussed federal funding options with the government. A Latrobe Valley New Energy Technology Roundtable event is being held in Churchill today.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting.